The latest levels of Gen X are far below what Dr. Detlef Knappe found 3 years ago, when his team recorded levels at above 600 parts per trillion.
On one hand, there definitely is cause to breathe a sigh of relief because it looks like Chemours is starting to comply with the order to cease discharging Gen X.
Dr. Suzanne Brander is a toxicologist at UNC Wilmington.
It's important to remember that the original study done by North Carolina State University and the EPA found that there were six other compounds in the water.
Those six other compounds have shown qualities similar to Gen X. These compounds are not being measured at this time. Brander says a lot more needs to be known about those other chemicals to understand what, if any, sort of health impacts they may have on humans.
Faculty are working with the CFPUA right now here at UNCW. We're trying to get standards for those other chemicals so we can potentially analyze the water for the additional six.
For WHQR News, I'm Vince Winkle.